Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yins guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is June 4th. Skeens Day went not how you'd hoped, but maybe an unsurprising offensive flop. The Pirates once again could not take advantage of a stellar start by this rotation, and more specifically, by Paul Skeens. The Pirates fall to 5-8 in games that Paul Skeens starts in the 2025 season. Coming into last night's game, they had 3 Skeens starts where they scored 2 or less runs. 3. They had 3 Skeens starts where they scored 6 or more runs. 3. I bet that surprises a lot of listeners. 6 games on either side of that. The other 6, they scored 3 to 5 runs. So just as many 6-plus run games as they had scored 2 or less. Well, now it's 4 games of 0 to 2 runs of support for Paul Skeens. So now they've flipped that on the other side. In those games, 0-3 in the lower three games, 2-0, I think, in the upper, if that math sounds right, it does. And 2-2 in the middle. So that goes to 0-4 now when you score 0, 1 or 2 runs. You don't score 0, but you know what I mean? You understand what I'm going through here. He's given up 6 runs in 29 innings in those 4 games now. You can't make this stuff up, but it's not the first time we've seen something like this. Obviously, famously, Jacob DeGrom ran into this issue. And it's been others, too. I think Pedro Martinez has some statistics out there that are similar to this. And, you know, and you could say that the record, that they could record the loss to Santana for basically getting the team out of the game. When you're one run down, it's not really over. But the thing is that no one cares about pitchers' wins and losses. This isn't about you. It's about the team. And the team lost. You can't lose Cy Young votes because of your record. We've seen it. King Felix won his Cy Young with a 13-12 record. 1 season after going 19-5 when he didn't win the Cy Young. DeGrom won back-to-back Cy Youngs going 10-9 and 11-8. And there's no reason to think that this team, other than the fact that the offense doesn't score runs, but they could score runs. So there's no reason to think that they can't change this narrative. Paul Skeens was 11-3 last year. 11-3. This is not a forever problem. This is a 2025 problem. I don't know why that matters, but it's worth saying because I think a lot of people assume that this is, I mean, Jacob DeGrom went over this for a long time, right? This wasn't just a 1 or 2 year thing for DeGrom. This became an issue for multiple years. And that's not been the case with this team. It's been the case for 2.5 months. So, you know, give or take. So I don't know. The point is that it's been a rough going so far in 2025. And if most of us are being honest and watching the things that are going on, it just doesn't feel like this offense is going to change anything about what's being said. They made Lance McCullers look like the guy I talked about in yesterday's show. 6 innings, 2 hits, a walk, 7 Ks. Obviously no runs. The Bucks had 4 hits, all singles, in this game. O'Neal Cruz, down to a .223 batting average, struck out 2 more times today. The top 4 hitters in this lineup were 0-14 in this game. An opportunity to start the series off, the home standoff, with a solid win, was squandered. I'm sitting here wondering if McCullers was good or if it's just this offense. I understand they're all major leaguers. I get that. But like, this happens far too often. We've talked about the fact that this pitcher was good, but was he? We've talked about that multiple times this year. Now, there have been times that I've said, no, he was good. I can't say the same thing about Lance McCullers today. I watched most of this game on my phone. And I don't have the ability to really see that play, you know, play out and say that whether or not this guy had a great outing or if it was just the offense kind of making him look like it.
I'm bummed out. Yeah. Yeah.
Mama said there'll be days like this, right? But she didn't mention how often they would happen in 2025. The 10th shutout for this offense this season. It's piling up on him now. The offense has looked better lately. They have. And getting Gonzalez back today is big. I saw a few tweets before the game yesterday that said this might be the best lineup of 2025 so far. That shows you what baseball can do for you sometimes, right? This is the hardest, most humbling game there is. But it also is what makes the wins worth celebrating. It's just baseball for me. And it sucks that it's happening so much. If this team can bounce back tonight and score some more runs, I'd be willing to consider that this game is a blip in a run of good performances. But it sort of feels like the confidence they have with Paul Skeens on the mound has become maybe a crutch this season. 11-3, Skeens throws, we got this thing in the bag, right? And it's almost like they're letting their guard down. You can't do that in this league. Starting pitchers don't score runs. They prevent them. They don't score them. These games have been a complete argument against the whole starting pitching wins pennants rhetoric. I'm not disagreeing with it. It's not what I'm saying here, but the Pirates are, checks notes, 8-17 when Skeens and Keller take the mound. That's an argument against it. That's 3-9 in Keller starts and 5-8 in Skeens starts. It's 2025. You have to slug. We lost the game last night to 2 home runs. That's all they did. They hit 2 home runs. One of them happened to have a runner on base. The other one did not. It's no longer early in the season, but there's a lot of season left. to get this ship going in the right direction. I just don't know how much confidence we have in the offense that was built this offseason to do things, to make these sort of things. That when Paul Skeens is starting, just hit two home runs. I realize how hard it is to, in today's game, and I talk about this all the time, to pile together hits to try to score multiple runs. That's just difficult to do in today's game. But instant offense, even if it's a so, like, the first things first, score a run. You can't win without scoring one run. So hit a solo shot. That's fine. Get a guy on base. There were four guys on base today. If any of them could have been a two-run homer, I can't remember right now off the top of my head whether there was ever two runners on. I don't think so. I feel like every time we had a runner on, it was either a fielder's choice or a double play, or I don't think we ever had. Did we ever have two guys on? Oh, there's only one walk in this game, right? Hayes drew a walk. I guess Cruz was hit by a pitch, but then he got thrown out stealing. Gonzalez was on, got thrown out stealing. I'm not sure, but I just don't remember. It's leaving me. But either way, this can't continue to happen. And they're going to have to figure out a way to score some runs and to not let their guard down when their two big dogs are pitching. They have to figure it out. I mean, we saw the offense. We've seen it in the last few days. Nick Gonzalez comes here. He goes 1-for-3 with a hit. So it's not that it was like, oh, well, we put Gonzalez in and Frazier would have done better. Like, Frazier wasn't going to score three runs. And Frazier's been hitting well lately. So this actually makes you wonder in the back of your head, like, what if you'd have played Gonzalez at third? Not in this game, but what if you give Gonzalez some games at third, leave Frazier in the lineup, or Gonzalez is short and IKF at third, or whatever you want to do, just for the offense to say, well, Key's not necessarily hitting. Unless, of course, there's runners in scoring position, which he's hitting over 300. So there's that. O'Neill Cruz hitting 250 with runners in scoring position with a lot of strikeouts. So, I don't know. And a lot of walks. He's not being pitched to very well. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of those strikeouts are stretching the zone a little bit. But, you know, it's just the idea of who's going to come through. Who's going to come through when it matters or before it matters. Get out early. They had a pitching matchup today that they could have got out early on McCullers. It didn't happen. I'll hit it again.
I'm bummed out. Yeah.
So let's talk about Dowry Moretta, because Sunday night's live show and then yesterday's show, we talked a little bit about Moretta and the possibility of him coming back, and he's on a rehab assignment and what the rules are on rehab assignments and yada, yada. And so we understand position players get 20 days before you have to make a decision to option or reactivate. Pitchers get 30 days. We were trying to do that math. I looked back and I saw on May 6th that they had sent him on a rehab assignment to Indianapolis. So I was counting my days. June 5th, they have to make a decision. That was what I based everything on. On Sunday night's show, OG Menlo was on, filling in for Jake. If you didn't get to listen to that, go listen to that. Just getting a different voice on the show was a lot of fun, and it was good fun to hang out with him and talk some ball. But he mentioned something that Ethan Houlihan had also mentioned about extension, like 10-day extension for Tommy John guys. And then I mentioned it again. Well, I got to talk to Ethan. We sent some messages back and forth talking about this, and it's all squared away in my head. I understand it. I actually wrote it down here so that I wouldn't get it wrong. His rehab assignment to Indy was May 6th. We were right about that. But before that, April 29th, his rehab started in Bradenton. So they put another on the transaction list. They put another event when he went to Indianapolis, saying that they sent him on a rehab assignment to Indianapolis. So I didn't look back to April. It's on me. April 29th, his rehab started in Bradenton. 30 days after that started would have been May 28th. That's when the initial 30 days ended, on May 28th. In the rule, however, if you're recovering from UCL reconstruction, you may be granted three consecutive games. I should read the actual, because I wrote this from memory, but Ethan did actually, he even sent me a screenshot. Here it is. Notwithstanding the foregoing. Okay. I hate that kind of verbiage, by the way. It's so annoying. A player rehabbing from UCL reconstruction surgery may consent up to three consecutive 10-day extensions of his rehabilitation assignment with the approval of the commissioner's office and the association. So, you know, that whole commissioner's office and the association, I consider that to be MLB. That's how I'm going to say it. But we understand that it's actually the commissioner's office, the players association. They have to approve this thing. So three consecutive 10 game extensions approved by MLB. And the fact that he's still on a rehab assignment today means that the first of those 10 day extensions has already been approved. It now goes to June 7th. Checks notes again. Yes, June 7th. So obviously at any time, he can be activated before that 10 days is up, just like he could have been activated before the 30 days is up. This is like a limit so that you can't just put somebody on a rehab assignment, leave him there all year, and then let him pitch through, you know, a whole season without needing to make some sort of adjustment. And that's all this is, okay? There's probably a lot of backstory to it that probably doesn't matter right now in this conversation. Either way, he just can't go beyond that 10 days unless it's approved again. And it can be done two more times. The last possible day in rehab assignment status, I guess you could say, will be June 27th. So again, he can come back before that, but that's as far as it'll go. At that point, he could be activated and optioned, or activated and just put on the roster. So just as an update for Dowry Moretta, because we've been talking about him, but we haven't really given that official update. It's worth saying here, let me find my update. I put some numbers down here. 2.53 ERA so far this season, just 10 and two thirds innings. He's been walking more than you'd like, but since he's in AAA, he's getting out of those jams pretty well. Very low average against. So he has 14 strikeouts to 8 walks, only a 194 average against. But it's still a 1.41 whip, which is probably too high to consider him, like, ready. You come up to the major leagues and you walk that many, it's bound to bite you. Like, he's getting out of the jams in AAA, but you want to see him not create the jams himself, if you know what I mean. So we did see Kyle Nicholas face a couple hitters last night, but literally just threw two pitches, got two outs. Day was over. So that's all. But Nicholas takes the spot of Tanner Rainey in this situation. So Mike Burrows tonight gets a chance to win a big game against Ryan Gusto and the Astros. And we need to see Mike Burrows step up and pitch as if this is a big game. This is the type of game that a lot of us fans have us saying, like, no, it, when you talk about building a culture and learning how to win games and having some urgency sort of thing, you just lost the Paul Skeens game, which should have been a win in a series like this. And now this is a big game. You have to force a rubber game. Going into that game trying to avoid a sweep is not what you, that's not ideal. That's not what you're trying to build. And so this is an important game, and they should treat it like it's an important game. Hopefully the offense will get back on track here, and especially the top of the order, because 0 for 14 at the top, not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. Have a great Wednesday, friends. You are not defined by the successes and the failures of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I'm bummed out.
Dang it, Bobby.
Either way, let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Dang it, Bobby.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.